Welcome to Ghost of a Podcast. I'm your host, Jessica Lignato. I'm an astrologer, psychic medium, and animal communicator, and I'm going to give you your weekly horoscope and no bullshit mystical advice for living your very best life.
Welcome back to Ghost of a Podcast. This week, we are going to look in depth at the astrology of March 24th through the 30th of 2024. And it's going to include us looking at the lunar eclipse in Libra. But I do want to start off by just thanking everyone who came to my class, Navigating Midlife Transits. It was awesome. If you missed out on registering in time, you can always purchase it on my website, on the shop page, where I have a bunch of classes available. If, you know, you're somebody who likes to learn astrology from a humanistic perspective with a pretty sarcastic yet humanistically inclined astrologer named me. You can go to my website. It's always linked in show notes. Before we do anything else, I want to just like drop a couple of just real quick and clear truths here. Cease fire the fuck now. There is no justification or defense of genocide. Not for any reason, at any time. The people of Palestine deserve lasting peace and liberation, and they need it fucking now. And there isn't only a genocide happening in Palestine, but also in the Congo, in the Sudan, in Tigray, and there has been an ongoing ethnic genocide of the Uyghurs in China. These unspeakable tragedies are happening in the world. And I know I've said it before, but I'm gonna say it again and again. If you accept that a partial lunar eclipse can affect you for the next 6 months and you feel Mercury going retrograde, then you must know that when there are major events happening in the world, even when they're really far from you, that they directly impact you. And as we take personal responsibility for how we engage with planetary events, with our relationships, with the environment, it is equally important that we think about how we participate in the world, how we engage with the world, how much we care about the world needs to not only be a feeling, it needs to be reflected in action. And I know a lot of people just come here for astrology, but it would be deeply irresponsible for me to not acknowledge at least some of the time the catastrophic things happening in this world, because they're happening and they're happening now and we can do something about them. I mean, none of us on our own can magically fix them, but we as individuals have agency. And as a collective, as a community, we have power. And it is really important that we acknowledge what's happening in the world and we use our agency to participate in ways that bring about healing, or at least try, at least fucking try, right? And while I'm at it, body autonomy for all fucking bodies, trans liberation now. And the end to cop cities everywhere in the U.S., as well as the end to forced prison labor here and everywhere else. I mean, I promise I'm not going to keep going, but sometimes I just feel like I have this podcast and it's an astrology woo podcast. I mean, you know what I mean? But I just want to be really clear what's on my mind and where I stand. You know, you may think that because I am a deeply woo person, I may be, spending my social media time on astrology and tarot and stuff like that. No, 0%. For me, my feed is majoritively fucking news because that is really important to me. And I hope that is reflected in how I show up here. Okay, so as promised, we are going straight into this week's horoscope. Now, as you know, there was a Venus conjunction to Saturn that was exact on March 21st. It's heavy. It brings about a sense of kind of like isolation. It makes you think in serious ways about your relationships. It can kick up sense of loneliness, body image issues, financial problems. Now, we're still feeling the kind of very end of that transit on the 24th and 25th of March. Okay, just to, you know, contextualize for you a little bit. Then on Sunday, March 24th, we have an exact transit, and it is a lovely one from Venus, I'm happy to tell you. On the 24th at exactly 9:37 a.m. Pacific time, we have got a Venus sextile to Jupiter with Venus at 15 degrees and 49 minutes of Pisces, and Jupiter's at the same exact degrees of Taurus. This transit is absolutely lovely without a downside, okay? Venus and Jupiter are both planets that love to get along, love to have fun, and don't particularly like drama for drama's sake. When they form a 60-degree angle to each other as they're doing on this date, you basically want to, like, have fun. You want to get along with people, have fun experiences with people. It puts you in a warm and generous, gregarious, open-minded mood. And luckily, it puts everybody else in that state of mind. And so it's just a great time to connect with other people. In particular, it's a great time to connect with other people if it hits your chart directly. So if you have anything at around 16 degrees of a water or an earth sign, so the water signs are Pisces, Cancer, Scorpio, and earth is Taurus, Virgo, Capricorn, then you're going to get especially lovely vibes from this, okay? But the thing to know is that it's just good vibes. It's good vibes. If you have a first date on or around this transit, this is good news. This is good news. You know, you may just have a great spark with somebody. You may have a lovely vibe with somebody or just end up talking all night. You may end up just like having a really great time. Now, this transit does not promise longevity, sustainability, or even compatibility. It promises a good time. So, you know, I wouldn't encourage you to make any permanent decisions on or around this transit about any of your relationships unless they are long-term relationships and you really have a lot of data. But in general, you know, if you happen to get engaged or have a situationship turn into a relationship on or around this date, then it's gonna go real well. Venus sextile to Jupiter is like that. It's lovely. I suppose that you may want to watch out for being overindulgent, although that's not a big risk here. But, you know, if you're feeling really impulsive around spending money or imbibing things that are delightful, just make sure you don't over-imbibe or overspend because, you know, there is such a thing as too much of a good thing, right? A good thing is a good thing as long as we don't overdo it. So, you know, don't overdo it. That's the big warning for this particular transit. We want to keep in mind that Venus is the ruling planet to the zodiac sign of Libra. And the reason why we're keeping that in mind is because on the 25th, the following day, we have our lunar eclipse in Libra. It's happening at 12 a.m. on the dot on Monday, March 25th. And that's Pacific time. So, you know, adjust for where you're at. And this is a very important event because lunar eclipses, very differently than regular full moons, influence us for the next 6 months. So a regular full moon, the ones that happen all year long, they influence us for about a month, right? The lunar cycle. But the lunar eclipse is a 6 month long influence. So I want to just ground you into this is not a time where you want to fixate on details, right? Because the details of what's happening are actually not what's going to be influencing you over the next 6 months, probably. What it is the emotional themes at play, right? I spoke to this last week a little bit, but I'm gonna double down here. There are a bazillion astrology techniques that one can use that are very interesting and very effective to learn about the eclipses. The problem is, if you are using those techniques during the eclipse season, you are not paying attention to the actual point, right? And this is where, you know, my take as a humanistic astrologer is going to really show because I use astrology in a human-centered way. And I want you to as well. Although, of course, you do you. But here's the thing. The moon is all about our feelings. That's what it's about. We are meant to feel our emotions, not analyze our emotions, not prepare for our emotions, not protect our emotions before we experience them. What we're meant to do is feel them. And when a lunar eclipse happens, you may have noticed the past couple of weeks, you've been feeling more and more emotional. And the people around you, same thing, more and more emotional. And there's a sort of peak during the event of the eclipse. I know this is happening in the middle of the night for people in North America anyways. And a lot of people just can't sleep or sleep terribly during an eclipse. That's just like a normal thing. And it's because, you know, as we're dreaming, it's our subconscious mind processing through things. And everything comes so aggressively to the surface during a lunar event like this that it can be really disruptive for sleep. So, you know, find ways of nurturing yourself if that is the case, because the moon is a planet that requires nurturance and care and support. That's always meant to be the move when it comes to eclipses. Eclipses always happen in pairs, right? That's important to keep in mind. So we have this lunar eclipse on the 25th, and then on April 8th, we're going to have a solar eclipse, and that's a full solar eclipse. And it is important to understand that these eclipses, they happen in pairs, therefore they're connected to each other, right? What happens within you, as well as dynamically and in relationship to other people in the world, during the lunar eclipse, it's not done yet. So you want to stay open and stay in the emotions of it as much as possible until and after the next eclipse. And with eclipses, we are dealing with both beginnings and endings. We are dealing with things being revealed as well as obscured from our awareness. It's not meant to be a time of Mercury, which, BT dubs, you know, we're in the Mercury retro shade. Mercury goes retrograde on the first, further communicating to us, this is not the time for hard analysis. This is the time for reflection. The moon is always about reflection. When we are dealing with an eclipse season, generally things come up that we weren't expecting. So again, overdoing analysis and planning and studying is, you know, academically very interesting, but it's not the fucking point of the moon. So I want to invite and potentially challenge you to practice staying with your feelings, taking everything you've learned and all the classes you've taken or whatever it is about the moon and putting them, you know, labeled on the desk with the intention that you come back to it after eclipse season. Be in the feelings. Be in the feelings, okay? So that said, let me talk about the specifics of this full moon. So we have the moon at 5 degrees of Libra. It's a full moon in Libra. It's a lunar eclipse in Libra in 7 minutes. And that means that the moon is opposite the sun in Aries, right? That's the rule. Full moon in Libra always means sun in Aries. So this lunar eclipse is inevitably going to trigger the tension that exists between you and the people that you're closest to. It's Aries is me, Libra is us. Aries is mine, Libra is ours. So we have this tension that we are meant to be emotionally present with. You may find this lunar eclipse that shit comes to the surface in your relationships that you were really trying to put off dealing with. It may come out of left field. You may be really surprised by what comes up inside of you or from someone else. But generally, if we reflect on what's really been happening emotionally, it's maybe shocking, but not truly surprising, right? So really, the bottom line is, it's our relationships that need our attention during this particular eclipse. Because eclipses bring about the unexpected, things feel like they come out of left field, it can be destabilizing. And that's part of the point, to be honest, right? We are meant to be kind of knocked off whatever it is that we're perching ourselves on, you know, our habits, our routines, our assumptions, our analysis, so that we are forced to feel our feelings. That's the assignment. Feel the feelings, right? Now, because we are dealing with a moon in Libra and we have Saturn and Venus still sitting really close to each other in Pisces, we have Jupiter and Uranus sitting pretty close to each other in Taurus, and we have a very wide, but still, we have a Neptune-Sun conjunction here. Because of all these things, and a couple more, but we'll focus on these things, we are likely to be experiencing themes of codependency, interdependency, and independence. I name these things. They're all deeply related, of course, right? Because if you have been anchoring yourself through a relationship or through someone else in general, you may be experiencing a bit of a rude wake up right now. And, you know, it might not be rude. It might be gentle. I don't know. But again, we are likely to experience ways in which we are behaving that are codependent this lunar eclipse. And whether that's a good thing or a bad thing, whether that's working for you or not, whether it was conscious or not, like all of that will unravel over the coming months. But what we are meant to do is step into self-awareness. Now, as you know, the Venus-Saturn conjunction, it can make you feel really stuck. It can make you feel lonely. And this lunar eclipse in Libra intensifies your desire to be connected to other people. And so what we want to make sure is that we don't invest in relationships out of a fear of being alone, but instead invest in relationships with our whole hearts. That doesn't mean without boundaries. This is really important. And this is where I come to the theme of interdependence. Because from my perspective, having really healthy, intimate, close relationships requires interdependence. We depend on each other, but not to the exclusion of being self-reliant. Having independence, but also intimately and authentically leaning on others and allowing them to lean on us, having that give and take, that's really healthy. And it's often really hard. Even in healthy long-term relationships, we are likely to have periods where we're a little more codependent, a little less interdependent, maybe more independent. You know, these things happen. But this eclipse is meant to shake things up so that you check in with where you're at emotionally, how much you're letting others in, and how much you're keeping them at bay, the role that your intimate relationships are playing in your life, and how you're showing up with and for them. And of course, this is going to affect everybody in our own unique ways. But I do want to ground you into one of the kind of primary lessons that you know, if you've been listening to me for a long time, you've heard me talk about before with Libra and Venus, which is it is far more valuable to prioritize being authentic than to being accommodating. And it is a skill, a very valuable life skill, to be able to be authentic and diplomatic and kind, right? But niceness, that like acting like you agree when really you do not agree, smiling in someone's face and, you know, talking shit about them behind their back, we don't need that. It's not healthy. It's not sustainable. And nobody wants other people to be just nicey-nice to them, right? We want kindness. We want authenticity. And this eclipse season is a good time for you to get a bit of a reality check about whether or not you're leaning on that accommodating, more surface-level embodiment of Venus, or you are able and willing to show up really authentically. And oftentimes when we show up authentically and we are truly kind, we say and do things that other people don't like. True intimacy requires the capacity for contrast and disagreement. What that has a lot to do with is the ability and willingness to hold boundaries, to embody your own boundaries. Easier said than done. But again, eclipses happen to help us to come into emotional presence and to emotionally evolve and heal. That's the assignment. So I want to encourage you, this eclipse, to invest in your relationship to yourself, in your relationship to authenticity, and to make sure you are willing and able to identify what's authentic for you. And the truth of the matter is, I know a lot of you really struggle with that. I think everyone struggles with that. But I get a lot of questions about that for the podcast. You know, how do I identify what is even true? How do I even figure out what my values are? And the answer, truly, is to sit in the discomfort of not knowing. Lucky for us all, this eclipse will trigger that discomfort. It'll bring it to the surface. You may have already been feeling it. Sitting with our feelings. That's how we get to know our feelings. And that's really important. Getting good, consistent sleep has been a struggle for me for quite some time. And ever since I started adding Magnesium Breakthrough to my nightly routine, I have been getting much deeper and better sleep. It's remarkable. Not only does it help me get to sleep, but it helps calm the mind to stay asleep and wake up refreshed. Over 75% of the population is magnesium deficient. And what most people don't know is that even if you're taking a magnesium supplement, they're still deficient because they're not getting all seven forms. That was my mistake before I started taking Magnesium Breakthrough. It's the ultimate way to give your body all seven forms in one supplement. In addition to experiencing relaxed sleep, Magnesium Breakthrough also helps improve digestion, support muscle recovery, and healthy bone density. Nurture your mind and your body with this all-natural, full-spectrum magnesium supplement. Simply go to biooptimizers.com/ghost and use promo code GHOST10 during checkout to save 10%. That's GHOST10 when you check out at biooptimizers.com/ghost for 10% off. Unlike some other deodorants, Lumi is powered by mandelic acid, which delivers 72 hours of pH assistance everywhere, from your pits, underboobs, thigh folds, belly button, and feet. It was an OBGYN who invented Lumi, and now, 6 years later, her whole body deodorant has earned over 500,000 five-star reviews from people who love feeling confident from head to toe. It's also baking soda-free and paraben-free, and it comes in a variety of fresh, bright scents like clean tangerine or my favorite, which is lavender sage. Lumi's starter pack is perfect for new customers. It comes with a solid stick deodorant, cream tube deodorant, two free products of your choice like mini body wash and deodorant wipes, and it has free shipping. I personally would recommend trying their acidified body wash. It's my favorite. And as a special offer for my listeners, new customers get $5 off a Lumi starter pack with code GHOST at LumiDeodorant.com. This equates to over 40% off your first starter pack when you visit LumiDeodorant.com and use code GHOST. Your skin goes through a big transition between the seasons, not just on the surface, but at a cellular level. That's why it's important to nurture it from the inside out with products that do more than just protect against the sun's UV rays. One Skin's products are powered by their scientifically proven peptide called OS1. This peptide reduces the accumulation of damaged cells that make your skin less resilient. I use their eye serum and it's really fantastic. Most skincare is designed to provide a temporary fix, just addressing the surface symptoms of skin health. One Skin believes the purpose of skincare is not just to improve how you look, but to optimize your skin biology so that it's more resilient to the wear and tear of living. They focus on helping skin actually be healthier for longer. Get started today with 15% off using code LENYATO at oneskin.co. That's 15% off at oneskin.co with code LENYATO. When they ask you where you heard about them, tell them I sent you. Help your skin stay healthy with OneSkin. Now, we've still got the North Node Chiron Mercury conjunction in Aries happening. That's still happening. We've got the Sun, North Node, Chiron, Mercury, all in Aries, this eclipse. We've got the Moon standing alone on one side of the zodiac in Libra. Then we've got Mars, Saturn, Venus, and Neptune in Pisces. This is a recipe for passive-aggressive conduct. Don't do it, okay? Don't do it. If you catch yourself being passive-aggressive, try to notice it and rein yourself in, because passive-aggressive behavior really does not bring about happiness or honesty or healthiness in general. If you don't feel that you can assert your boundaries, hold them. Hold them. Embody them. Passive aggression is kind of what we do when we're not embodying our boundaries and we're feeling really fucking shitty about how other people are or aren't treating us or behaving around us, right? So again, tap into what's authentic for you and embody it. It's not easy. If it was easy, we wouldn't need these triggering transits to happen all the damn time. But here it is. This is the assignment, okay? This is the work. Now, at the same time, we have this Jupiter-Uranus conjunction that's getting closer and closer to exactitude. It will be exact in almost a month. But this energy is building. And for this conjunction to be active, at the same time that we have a Libra lunar eclipse, triggers world events. as does the Aries conjunction of the North Node, Chiron, and Mercury. It triggers world events in a very meaningful way. Here we have themes around some things I mentioned at the jump. Body autonomy, freedom, and peace. We are likely to see major and meaningful developments on and around this eclipse in regards to war and peace. Again, we all have a role to play. It is really important that you determine what is authentic for you and that you're willing to take a stand for it. Things are changing, and they're changing quickly. They're changing in really big ways in the world as well as within you. Because as we've hopefully well established, on a spiritual level, there is not a real difference. We are all energy and we are all interconnected. So this is a time where you may need to take a stand on world events. In this increasingly digital age that we live in, the differences between us in some ways seem larger and in other ways get a lot smaller. The world is smaller now. And as Jupiter and Uranus come closer and closer to meeting, we're going to be experiencing consequences to that. And in particular, unexpected consequences to that. But we want to keep in mind that it's not just Jupiter and Uranus, these two unpredictable big planets that are all about liberty and freedom and autonomy, but they are also in Taurus. Taurus, the zodiac sign that is co-ruled with Libra by Venus. We're talking about peace. We're talking about authenticity. And we're talking about diplomacy. And so to consider how you are participating in your life in a really personal way and in the world in a much broader way in regards to those themes, the energy is ripe for that. You know, I've taught a class on manifestation, and something I really unpacked there and I will reference here is that when manifesting, when healing, when evolving, it gets really tempting to want to focus on, well, all these things happened in the past, and here are my projections into what's going to happen in the future. And, you know, everything that's happened in the past is evidence of what's likely to happen in the future. And that kind of thinking, it's not wrong thinking. It's just one limited form of thinking. Aligning your attention and your energy on participating in the world you want to co-create or co-facilitate, that is another way of thinking. The past is not evidence of what the future will be. Not in your relationships, not in world politics, not necessarily. It can be, because history has a funny way of repeating itself. That's why, as astrologers, what we do is we look at the birth chart and we look at the early developmental relationships that you have, and we understand that that created an internal foundation within you. And that is the foundation upon which you relate to other people. It's so much of the motivation, unconscious as well as conscious, for how you seek to connect to others or protect yourself from them and everything else. The past has a funny way of repeating itself unless we learn its lessons. And we can learn its lessons. A really good way to do that is to sit down sometimes. It's to take the cues from planets like the moon that tell us when it is time to be in our feelings and not just pushing forward, to reflect on our values and to take stock of whether or not we are acting in ways that reflect them, whether or not we are over-prioritizing just getting along or under-prioritizing it, as the case may be. As I unpacked in this week's reading, that was episode 413, we are not theories, right? We're not just our politics. We're not just our ideas. We're not just what we say or what we intend. The emotional reality of who and what we are is essential to the human condition. How we show up for our own emotions, how we process our own emotions, how we do or don't take emotional accountability for who we choose to be and how we choose to be it, right? These things are really important, and they are foundational to how we show up for others, how we give and receive love and care and nurturance. And this lunar eclipse, but eclipses in general, they're a time that require us to come back home, to come back home to yourself, to tap into your emotions, and to feel whatever you're feeling, even if so much of what you're feeling is grief and sadness or loneliness or fear. Whatever it is you're feeling, it deserves to be felt. And when we talk ourselves out of our feelings, if we distract ourselves from our feelings, well, they're just sitting there waiting for us. Don't be the jerk to yourself that you wouldn't want to date. So even if you don't know what's going to happen next, even if you don't know exactly what you want, or you feel that the future is out of your control, totally unknowable, this eclipse is an invitation to step into the present moment, to experience whatever it is that you're feeling emotionally here and now, and to check in with your values, to identify what they are, to revisit what they are, to question them, I don't know, recommit to them, whatever it is. And to do so with love and with care. As an extension of that, to show up with and for the people that you're close to, your real life relationships, right? And to do so in a way that reflects nurturance, love, and care, whatever that means, whatever that looks like for your relationships, but also your values. And don't do these things because you're looking for a specific outcome. Do these things because they are right for you to do for yourself, as well as for your investment in other people, in the world. That brings us to the last transit of the week, actually the last exact transit of the month. On Thursday, March 28th, we have another Venus transit. So it's a very Venusian week, right? Remembering Libra is ruled by Venus. So Venus, 20 degrees and 37 minutes of Pisces, is forming an exact sextile to Uranus, the same degrees of Taurus, at 6:58 a.m. Pacific time. And of course, you can always track the transits using my little astrologer's pro tool called Astrology for Days. It's a subscription. You can just go to astrologyfordays.com to use it and track the transits wherever you're at. And, you know, adjust the time zone and just track the transits just like I do. But I digress. Venus sextile to Uranus is another lovely transit. And it's one that will absolutely be helping us through the eclipse as it strengthens our ability to be open. To be open to our values, to be open to love, to be open to other people, to be open to peace. Now, this transit is not inherently that deep. Like it can be. And in that regard, if you are an activist or somebody who is actively working to bring about creative solutions in your relationships or in a way that, you know, in a values-based project that you're engaged in, this transit's excellent because it helps us to come at things with a fresh perspective, to be innovative and to use that innovation in a way that is values-based. So this is great, right? This is a great time for collaborating with people on values-based projects, right? So that's wonderful. On a more commonly experienced level, this is just like fun and chill. It's a great time, much like the Venus sextile to Jupiter, it's a great time for socializing, dating, hooking up, getting cute for fun, you know? So buying clothes, putting on makeup, whatever is your thing. Venus sextile Uranus makes us all a little more open. And so what happens when you're open is that more exciting things can occur. And when more exciting things occur, it makes you feel good. And then when you feel good, you're more open. And we have a cycle, right? So Venus sextile to Uranus is just a great time for meeting up with people, connecting with people, and having connections that feel good, or building connections, investing in connections that reflect your values. Hopefully a little bit of both. Another really fun thing about Venus sextile to Uranus is it can change things up in the bedroom. You can find yourself having fun in unexpected ways when you're hooking up with people. So, you know, play safe, have fun, get out there and get some. And that, my dears, is your horoscope. I'm going to run through the transits real quick. On Sunday, March 24th, we have an exact sextile between Venus and Jupiter. On Monday, March 25th, we have a lunar eclipse in Libra. It's consequential. You're not going to forget that. And then on Thursday, the 24th, because Jupiter and Uranus are so close to each other in Taurus, we are unsurprised to see that we have a Venus sextile to Uranus at exactly 6:58 a.m. Pacific time. And that's the horoscope. I want to remind you to send me your questions for the podcast and to make sure to listen every week to the midweek episode where I get deep and get to do one of my very favorite things, which is give an in-depth reading to a person, because all this astrology stuff is really meant to help us to become more whole, to tap in and tune up. So I hope you'll join me there. If you'd like to learn astrology and woo with me, which I hope you do because I love to teach and share it, join me over on Patreon, patreon.com/JessicaLignato. Not only is it tons of astrology and woo, but I have taught two different tarot decks. So if you've been wanting to learn tarot, learn it with me over on the puppies level of my Patreon. All right. I hope you take really good care of yourself and others, and I will talk to you in just a couple of days. Bye-bye.